TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features early education innovator Claudia Miner, recorded live at TED 2019. This ambitious idea is part of the Audacious Project, TED's initiative to inspire and fund global change. Learn more at audaciousproject.org.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
If you're struggling to keep up with all the latest innovations in tech and what they'll mean for your life, TED Tech has you covered. Get ahead of the curve with digestible downloads on some of the biggest ideas in technology, from AI and virtual reality to clean tech. Find TED Tech wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm an historian, and what I love about being an historian is it gives you perspective. Today, I'd like to bring that perspective to education in the United States. About the only thing people can agree on is the most strategic time for a child to start learning is early. Over 50 years ago, there was a watershed moment in early education in the U.S. called Head Start. Now, historians love watersheds because it makes it so easy to talk about what came before and what's happened since. Before Head Start, basically nothing. With Head Start, we began to get our nation's most at-risk children ready for school. Since Head Start, we've made strides, but there are still 2.2 million children in the U.S. without access to early learning, or more than half of the four-year-olds in the country. That's a problem. But the bigger problem is what we know happens to those children. At-risk children who reach school without basic skills are 25% more likely to drop out, 40% more likely to become teen parents, and 60% less likely to go to college. So if we know how important early education is, why aren't all children getting it? There are barriers that the solutions we've come up with to date simply can't overcome. Geography, think rural and remote. Transportation, think of working parents everywhere. Parent choice, no state requires a four-year-old to go to school. And cost, the average cost for a state to educate a preschooler is $5,000 a year. So am I just going to keep talking about problems? No. Today, I want to tell you about a cost-effective, technology-delivered kindergarten readiness program that can be done in the home. It's called Upstart, and more than 60,000 preschoolers in the U.S. have already used it. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Here's another person throwing tech at a national problem. And you'd be partially right. We develop early learning software designed to individualize instruction so children can learn at their own pace. To do that, we rely on experts from fields ranging from reading to sociology to brain science development to all aspects of early learning to tell us what the software should do and look like. Upstart puts parents in charge of their children's education. We believe with the right support, all parents can get their children ready for school. Here's how it works. This is a kindergarten readiness checklist from a state, and almost every state has one. We go to parents wherever they are, and we conduct a key in-person group training. And we tell them the software can check every reading, math, and science box, but they're going to be responsible for motor skills and self-help skills, and together we're going to work on social-emotional learning. Now, we know this is working because we have a 90% completion rate for the program. Last year, that translated into 13,500 children graduating with diplomas from Upstart. And the results have been amazing. We have an external evaluation that shows our children have 2 to 3 times the learning gains of children who don't participate in the program. We have a random control trial that shows strong evidence of effectiveness, and we even have a longitudinal study that shows our children's gains last into 3rd and 4th grade, the highest grades the children had achieved at the time. Those are academic gains. But another study has shown that our children's social-emotional gains are equal to those of children attending public and private preschool. Now, there are skeptics about Upstart. Some people don't believe young children should have screen time. To them, we say Upstart's usage requirement of 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, is well within the hour a day recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics for 4-year-olds. Some people believe only site-based preschool can work. And to them, we say site-based preschool is great. But if you can't get a child there, or if a parent won't send a child there, isn't a technology-delivered, results-based option a great alternative? And we love working with site-based preschool. Right now, there are 800 children in Mississippi going to Head Start during the day and doing Upstart at night with their families. Our audacious idea is to take Upstart across the country. Not to replace anything. We want to serve children who otherwise would not have access to early education. We have the guts to take on the skeptics, we have the energy to do the work, and we have a plan. It is the role of the states to educate their children. So first we will use philanthropy dollars to go into a state to pilot the program and get data. Every state believes it's unique. So, and wants to know that the program will work with its children before investing. Then we identify key leaders in the state to help us champion Upstart as an option for unserved children. And together we go to state legislatures to transition Upstart from philanthropy to sustainable and scalable state funding. That plan has worked to... That plan has worked in 3 states today, Utah, Indiana, and South Carolina. We've also piloted the program in a number of states and identified champions. Next, we're moving to states with the greatest geographic barriers to work the plan, and then on to states that already have early education but may not be getting great academic results or great parent buy-in to participate. From there, we go to the states that are going to require the most data and work to convince, and we'll hope our momentum helps turn the tide there. We will serve 250,000 children in 5 years, and we will ensure that states continue to offer Upstart to their children. Here's how you can help. For $2,000, we can provide a child with Upstart, a computer, and internet. And that child will be part of the pilot that makes certain other children get Upstart in the future. We also need engaged citizens to go to their government and say just how easy it can be to get children ready for school. You wouldn't be here if you weren't an engaged citizen, so we're asking for your help. Now, will all of this make Upstart a watershed moment in early education? I believe together we can make it one. But I can tell you without a doubt that Upstart is the watershed moment in the life of a child who otherwise would not be ready for school. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.
PRX.